Rubber game between the Mets and the Pirates. Matt Harvey on the hill. His opposition, Tyler Glasnow. He had a 1-0 lead top four, but that would soon change.
In the air, deep center. McCutchen back. At the wall, off the wall. Two runs will score, and the Mets have the lead. Matt Harvey. And he got him with a high fastball for out number two. First strikeout of the night for Harvey. Got him on the outside corner. And Reyes lines one into right field, a base hit. Harvey in to score, held at third, Granderson. And the Mets now lead 3-1. Curveball lashed down the right field line, and this will score a pair. Bruce having himself a big night.
One ball, one strike, the pitch. Dude, it's high drive to right. It sends Polanco back. That ball is sailing, and that ball is gone. A high line drive rocket off the bat of Lucas Duda.
Mets cruise to the 7-2 win in Sunday's rubber game. Matt Harvey bounces back with six innings of one-run ball after entering this one with an ERA just south of 8 in his previous five starts. Curtis Granderson had three hits batting leadoff. He entered Sunday just 2-for-31 on the season batting leadoff. Jay Bruce had one of his finest offensive performances of the season, going 3-for-5 with two doubles, a run scored, and two runs driven in. The veteran outfielder spoke to the media following Sunday's 7-2 win.
You know, I think he was just commanding his pitches a little better. The stuff's been there pretty much all year, in my opinion, and, you know, he's kind of followed the trend. Our pitchers have been pitching really well lately. You know, the starting pitcher's been getting us late in the game. They've been going deeper, and it was a great start for Matt. I'm really, really happy for him that he came out here and, you know, he pitched the way he wanted to.
What's your advice been to him through these struggles?
Just work hard. Work hard. You know, he can't care about what people think about him or what the fans do or what the papers say or what y'all, you know, any of that outside noise is really not going to do anything for him, positive or negative, in my opinion. I mean, I think he just needs to come and needs to work, needs to prepare. And, you know, he knows how to do that. He obviously has the stuff and the talent, and we've all seen it. You know, everyone who's ever watched him has seen it. He's going to control his own destiny. He did a great job tonight.
What have you seen in Lucas Duda last few days?
I mean, he's got so much power. It's so effortless. You know, obviously, the hardest thing for Lucas has been staying healthy. He's had some injury troubles the last couple of years. But when he's on the field, man, he's a really, really quality player. I don't think he gets enough credit for, you know, his defense at first base. And like I said, the power speaks for itself.
The Mets return home on Monday as they'll take on the Brewers.